Hello.
Hey Wiki, it's Josh here. Hello.
How are you doing?
Yep, I am all good. Wiki, is it a good time to call right now?
It is, thank
It
you.
sounds great, sounds great. And how have you been?
I've been great, thanks.
Sounds great, sounds
Cracking.
great.
How about you?
Everything's going good on my end. And I personally wanted to get on call with you as well after your message as well regarding your word with Raphael. So I'm all ears.
I don't have any problem at all with what you've been doing, Josh. The edits have been great, and I've agreed with all of them. I got a call day before yesterday from a gentleman called Raphael with Penguin Writer,
Yep.
and he was telling me that the edits had to be completed by the end of June. And I didn't see anything in our contract that says that.
Sure, I will be guiding you regarding that and any other conversation that you had with Raphael so that I can further discuss on that.
The only other thing is, he said that the book is not currently under the contract, and I did read, I did, there is no copyright agreement, and so he was saying that in order to do that and some other things, that it was going to be an additional like $3,000, and that just really threw me off because I got online, and if it's just only the copyright that we're missing, I can get that for $125 myself. Once the book is completed and ready to publish.
I got you. I got your point. Sure, let me guide you on everything and also the call that you had with Raphael. I personally did not get in touch with Raphael, and I can check that further on with him as well. So Raphael, he's one of our senior marketing strategists who works on the further prospectus of the book. So I am the project manager who works on your project completely, and we have the senior marketing and senior strategist team as well who reviews multiple project, and in case if there's something that comes up, they reach out to the client from their end. So answering your concern regarding the book being completed by June, I really do apologize that there might be some confusion between him, but the book cannot be completed by June, and you know that too, because of the way that we're working. We personally don't want to rush the project at all. Even when I was on call with you and even the calls that we had earlier, I still remember that you're working on other books as well. So I know that the importance of the first book, it's a lot, because obviously it's the first book that's going to build the attention of the audience that are going to look forward to your other books as well. So I personally am making sure that the quality and everything that is not compromised at all. And in that case, June would not be possible at all. So there might be some confusion, and I personally will be checking up with Raphael with what this was, and I personally am going to be updating you on that. So that was one of the part. And regarding the copyrights and any other of such stuff, that is absolutely fine. That's one of the reason why I did not reach out to you personally. It's not required right now, so it's just that he would be updating you on these things beforehand. But that is completely fine. If there's any such thing that needs to be added to your project or anything that is required for your project, I personally will be updating you as well as we move towards the completion stage as well.
Okay, that sounds great, Josh. And I really appreciate you giving me a call back
Absolutely, absolutely.
to
I
cover.
am. Yep, I'm the one who's working on your project, so I personally feel very touched with my clients as well. Because when I am working on these projects, being very honest with you, it's like I take these things as my personal work as well. Because obviously I am having a word with you, I'm having a word with other clients as well. A lot of the clients, I'm just sharing one side of my story as well, that a lot of other clients as well, many of them, they write books based on the different motivations. For example, I have one of the client on board as well, and the whole purpose and the whole idea of her writing the book is to give a tribute to her daughter who passed away like a couple of years back. So these things really touch me, these things really motivate me, because obviously everyone is writing and doing these things out of a purpose, self-motivation, either selling the book. So I take these things very seriously, and I take my projects very, very seriously. That is one of the reasons why I keep on following up with my clients, and I inquire, even if there's a little hesitation, I try my best to have that resolved so that the client, at the end of the day, they're happy with my work. They know that, hey, Josh, the work that you have done, that is satisfactory. So that's my personal goal.
I'm totally satisfied, and I totally understand when you were talking about your other client, because the only reason I started this book was because of my late husband's encouragement over the years for me to write.
Absolutely.
And
I think I've
told you this, but we were soulmates and married for 47 years. His inspiration for me to write this book is what has kept me going. And even starting the second book, I'm a third of the way through it, I think, the second book. And he's still there in the background urging me on. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much, John.
You're most welcome. And absolutely, I still remember the first call that we had, and you telling me when I was asking you about the inspiration behind this book, you clearly told me about your husband as well. And you are one strong lady who is taking all these things as motivation and moving forward. So you have all my support. At any point you want any sort of assistance or anything regarding the project or any suggestion as well, I am all ears and always a call away.
Oh, thank you so much, Josh. And if I have any more questions, I will let you know. And like I said, I've been totally satisfied with all the edits. As a matter of fact, I've barely made any changes, you know, maybe changed a word or something. But other than that, everything you have done for me has just been great, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so very much for your kind feedback. And we have, trust me, we have assigned the best editors to your project. And even this itself is a proof as well. When I called you once inquiring about it being a series further, because that's what our team was inquiring as well, that, hey, Josh, the book is going great. I think we can make a series on that. So that is one thing that I told my editors already, that, hey, Vicky is already working on this book, and she already has planned the series. So that itself was an evidence how interested our team is in the project as well. And at any point there is any concern, and I personally want to thank you as well that you reached out to me for a discussion on this call as well. So thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Josh, and thank you for taking the time to call me back.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. I will be having a word with you shortly as soon as we work on the next draft, and if you need any help on that, I will be a call or message away. So would there be anything else that I can help from my end right now?
No, that's it, Josh. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, Vicky. Hope you have a wonderful weekend ahead.
I do. You also. I hope it's very blessed. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.